An issue that somebody discussed with me recently was the question about saying Amen to the Bracha of Gal Yisrael just before the Amidah in the morning, and exactly how the Chazan should say that Bracha. So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Dalet Amud Bet says, Ezo ben Olam Haba, what's the definition, or who is going to reach Olam Haba? Zeh HaSomech Gula L'Tfilah Shel Arvit. This is a person who juxtaposes the Bracha of Gal Yisrael to the Amidah at Maariv, and Rashi explains, or says, V'kol shekein de shachrit, certainly at shachrit, one has to be careful about this. So it's a subject for another time, perhaps, you know, what exactly it means that you get Olam Haba for doing this. Obviously, it's a little bit more complex. One has to do more than just that to get Olam Haba. And we'll also discuss the question of Maariv at a future occasion. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch in two places, in Simon Samach Vav, Se'if Chet, and also in Simon Kufyud Aleph, Se'if Aleph, paskens that one should juxtapose the Bracha of Gal Yisrael to the Amidah and not make any interruption. And one shouldn't even say Amen after the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. And the Mishnah Brura says that not only should one not make any interruption, but in actual fact, one should not even pause unduly between the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and starting the Amidah. The Chatchila, one shouldn't delay Yoter Mikdei Dibur more than just a moment or two. Very interestingly, though, the Rama says, Yeshomrim Dumutala not Amen al Gal Yisrael, v'chein lo'agin. So there are those who say that one is allowed to say bracha amen to the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and that's the minhag. So it would seem that the view of the Shulchan Aruch is that amen to Gal Yisrael is an interruption between the bracha and the Amidah, whereas the Rama seems to hold that it's simply a conclusion of the Bracha of Gal Yisrael is responding Amen. So what we've got here is a machloket between the Mechaber and the Rama as to whether or not one should respond Amen to that Bracha. The Mishnah Brura says he's got two suggestions how one can deal with this machloket. So one's Yotzei according to all the Dayot. One can either finish the Bracha of Gal Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then you wouldn't say Amen to the Bracha in that instance, or you could start saying Hashem Sfatai Tiftach just as the Chazan is saying the last words of Ga'al Yisrael, and then obviously one started the Amidah, so one wouldn't be able to say Amen, but it's not enough of the Amidah to say you've really started ahead of the Tzibur. In any event, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Minhag is to follow the Mechaber and not to respond Amen to this Bracha. In many shuls, the custom is, though, that the Chazan goes quiet at the end of the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and doesn't say it out loud, so people can't hear the Bracha, and then they've got nothing to say Amen to, and that would seemingly deal with the problem. It's brought down in the Sefer Ishe Yisrael in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's a minhag yafeh, that it's a good practice, but not everybody agrees with that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, brought down in the footnotes of the same Sefer, says that it's better that the Shliach Tzibur should finish the Bracha out loud. And I also heard from Moriv Rabbi Harav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Olive Bracha, that he said that the Shliach Tzibur should say the Bracha out loud, basing on the Rambam, who describes this is the role of the Shliach Tzibur, is to start, at least start off and finish off every Bracha out loud so that everybody can say Amen. This is what we call Poreis al Shema. This is the way that Birchot Kriyat Shema is supposed to be said, and if the Chazan finishes off quietly, so then he hasn't ticked the necessary boxes. Rav Moshe Sternbach also points out the fact that the Mishnah Brura doesn't make this suggestion, and he makes two other suggestions, indicates that he's not a big fan of it either. It's also suggested by Rav Moshe Sternbach that there are often people in shul who've arrived late, or they've davened in the previous minyan, whatever, and they're not saying the Amidah now. So why should they be denied the opportunity to respond Amen to the Bracha of Gal Yisrael? But as I say, different communities have different practices. But a practice which I think is definitely not good, I've sometimes been in shul where the chazan goes quiet or says the words Ga'al Yisrael much more quietly, but not quietly enough that nobody can hear him. So it doesn't really tick any of the boxes. It's not really loud enough, or, you know, so some of the people at the back perhaps can't hear him. Well, but it's, you know, there's no point going quiet, but not quiet enough that people can't hear you. The Rama also says that, brings a Yesh Omrim, that you don't need to be Somech Ge'ula L'Tfilah on Shabbat. He bases it on the fact that the Yerushalmi learns out the reason why we do juxtapose Ga'al Yisrael to the Amidah is because at the end of Perek Yutet of Sefer Tehillim, we have the Pasuk Yiluat Somri Fiva Yoni Rufanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Go'ali, the notion of Ge'ula, and then the beginning of Perek Kaf is Yancha Hashem Yom Sara, that Hashem should answer your prayers. But Shabbat is not a Yom Tzara, it's not a day of distress, and therefore we don't need to have this juxtaposition on Shabbat. The Rama says it's Tov Lahachmer, it's good to be strict and not to make any interruption, unless it's B'makom Shetzarech Lekach, a case where you need to interrupt. Mishnah Berurah says that would be for saying Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, or Kedush, or Baruch Hu, or something like that, but otherwise one shouldn't make an interruption. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha actually discusses what if a person comes to shul late on Shabbat, is it better they should say the tefillah together with the tzibur and not be somech ge'ula l'tefillah, or that they should daven by themselves and juxtapose Ga'al Yisrael to the Amidah? There would be room to suggest that perhaps one should daven together with the tzibur, but his conclusion is that in actual fact one shouldn't, and that one should in this regard be somech ge'ula l'tefillah even on Shabbat. Ad kan.